There's another story causing a stir in Israel this week. Several top Israeli rabbis have come out in favor of a ruling that bars Jews from selling or renting homes to non-Jews. Most of the non-Jews in the country are Arab Israelis, so the ruling is stoking tensions between Jews and their Arab compatriots. Those tensions were already high, as a poll released last week showed. Daniel Estrin has more now from Jerusalem.
It's no secret that Arabs and Jews aren't the best of friends in this country. But a new poll has measured that hostility in numbers, and the high numbers are sparking renewed debate on who is to blame. Here's some of what the poll found. 86% of Israeli Jews polled think that Arab citizens should be excluded from voting on critical decisions that affect their country's future. Nearly half of Israeli Jews polled don't want an Arab neighbor living next door, and half think there's nothing wrong with their country encouraging Arab citizens to leave.
These high numbers of people supporting undemocratic perspectives towards the Arab citizens, this is very not only surprising but disturbing.
Yair Sheleg is a researcher with the Israel Democracy Institute. The group conducts these yearly polls to gauge Israeli attitudes towards democratic principles. Last year's poll showed similar attitudes towards Israel's Arab minority. But the latest poll has triggered a new round of finger-pointing, starting with Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. All of the credit for Jewish intolerance of Arabs goes to the leaders of Israel's Arab community, Lieberman told Israel Radio. His evidence? An Arab community leader who recently pleaded guilty to spying for the Lebanese group Hezbollah, and an Arab member of parliament who was on this summer's Turkish flotilla, attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. But don't your policies encourage Jewish hate of Arabs? The Israeli interviewer asked. Lieberman deflected the question, but Arab politicians are blaming the foreign minister for stoking hatred. Arab leaders aren't only blaming Lieberman. They say the poll results also put into question the very way Israel defines itself as both a Jewish and democratic state. Jafar Farah is the director of the Mosawa Center. It's an advocacy group for Arabs in Israel.
When you have Arab minority, you have 20% of the population, you can't just say, this is Jewish democracy, and, you know, in democracy, equality is basic value that is part of it. And when the state is Jewish state, who's non-Jew will not get the same protection.
By the way, half of Arab citizens polled said they wouldn't want Jewish neighbors. Farah says it's no surprise that victims of racism are themselves racist. But Sheleg, from the institute that conducted the poll, says the results don't prove Israeli Jews are racist. It shows that they're afraid.
The fear, for example, that the leadership of the Arab Israeli citizens trying to destroy, to change the essence, the Jewish character of the state, the Jewish character of this state, and the security of this character is not only a social or cultural issue, it's also an issue of very personal meaning of security.
In other words, when Arab leaders criticize the Jewish nature of the country, Jews hear that as a threat to their existence in the Middle East altogether. Sheleg warns that this poll proves that if Jewish citizens are pushed to choose either a Jewish state or a democratic state, they'll overwhelmingly prefer the Jewish definition. And that, he says, is something that should scare leaders, both Jewish and Arab, looking to boost democratic values. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Our ongoing coverage of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is online, along with a map of the controversial settlements. It's all at theworld.org.